Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 26, Dapper Dans.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello and welcome to Memory 26 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. One piece of housekeeping that I thought I'd mention, I just want to let everybody know that if you like Disney collectibles, I'm selling a few of mine that I don't ever display anymore, call it like early spring cleaning. In any case, I'm selling a couple of figurines, watches, and some prints on eBay, and if you want to check them out, just follow the link in the show notes or on the website. All right, so it's been awesome months since I've put out a show. I know I've been slacking off. I'm sorry. In any case, today's memory is a good one. It was requested by Kirsty of Norwich, England. She wrote in and said, my request is not a ride or an attraction, so to say. It's more of entertainment. My request is the Dapper Dans. Again, during my recent visit, we saw these guys for the first time, and on the last day of our holiday, they were great. They even posing for photos while they were singing. Kirsty also went on to ask for a second musical act, which we'll get to in a later show. And don't forget, guys, you can also request musical acts as well. Unfortunately, Kirsty, the Magic Kingdom is the one park I don't have much as far as street entertainers go. I will recommend my buddy Brian from the Mousin' It Up podcast as a great resource for these guys. That said, I do have some audio from the Dapper Dans. In fact, I've got two memories for us to enjoy. The first memory is in stereo, and it's an abbreviated one. It was recorded on a trip I took back in 2001, It was a blustery afternoon with a storm rolling in as I entered the Magic Kingdom. After passing under the railroad and around the main square, I saw them up on the corner. They were already started singing, so I missed the beginning of the set, and unfortunately because of the storm, I had to head for shelter early, so we'll only get a couple of songs out of that trip. The second memory is also an abbreviated one, though this one is from our anniversary trip in 2006, and therefore it's in binaural audio. This beautiful morning as we entered the Magic Kingdom, and like every other morning, you'll find the Dapper Dan singing to guests as you walk down Main Street. That's exactly what happened to us. Again, we stopped for only a few songs, because otherwise we'd have to wait forever at Space Mountain, and that's not good. Of course, as we were walking up, the Dan started talking to us, asking us where we're from. They're just so much fun, but unfortunately they couldn't think of a song that had to do with North Carolina. But that doesn't stop them from singing and having fun anyways. So now, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we return to the Magic Kingdom for a stroll down Main Street with the Dapper Dan.
All of us?
That's the Dapper Dance right there.
Hey, where are you all from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Sorry, it doesn't have a very good song that goes with it.
No, it does.
North of South Carolina, there's that song.
No, there's a song in North Carolina now.
It's on the border.
On the border?
South of the border is between us, yeah.
North of the border. I went through there once. That's interesting.
Was it?
Well,
I've never stopped.
We've gone to Ohio a number of times and we've always veered west, northwest, and missed that. And then 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we went to Harrisburg and we got to come back and we stopped and had lunch.
The good old city of Harrisburg.
We like Harrisburg.
Yeah, what's the song, Nothing Would Be Finer Than to Live in being Carolina? Where's that from? Is that North Carolina or South Carolina?
Harrisburg is Pennsylvania. I was talking about Harrisburg.
You're talking about North Carolina.
In the morning.
I think we're trying trying to find something for North Carolina.
Texas. San Antonio Rose, you can do that.
We don't know that.
Come on, everybody knows San Antonio Rose.
New England song.
New England.
There you go.
How about a song about Tennessee?
We'll take that.
Tennessee's good.
Tennessee works for her.
There's a place I'd like to be, and it's back in Tennessee, where your friendly neighbors smile and say hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the whole wide world to know. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because the dear hearts and gentle people who never ever let you down. That's how the weekend goes.
How it goes,
I got a dream house. I'll build there one day with a picket fence and rambling road. I feel so welcome each time that I return.
That my happy heart keeps laughing, I can fly.
I'm fond of those dear hearts and gentle people who live in love and my beard ever so. With friends who live in my hometown, in my hometown.
Everybody's a they heard that in North Carolina.
That's all right.
Let's for another one, or do you want to go?
Sure, guys.
Oh, come on and ramble.
Woo! Thank you. Here we go. Thank you, guys.
Those harmonies are always so much fun. Thank you, Kirsty, for choosing that memory. If you'd like to request a memory to visit, send an email to request at wdw-memories.net. For more information and photos of the Dapper Dans, as well as many other Disney World attractions and those sale items I mentioned at the beginning, please visit my website. From the podcast link on the website, you can also download older memories, read show notes, leave me comments, and maybe donate to the Memory Archive Fund I talk about in episode 18A. And again, if you would like to hear more of the Dapper Dans, you should really check out the Mousing It Up podcast by Brian. Highly recommend it. Also, I'd love hearing from you, so if you'd like to send me some email feedback directly about this or other episodes, email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net, or if you'd like to take a second to leave me some feedback on iTunes, that'd be great. We're still holding steady at about 8 the last time I saw, and don't forget, if you're on Diz Friends, make sure to friend me. I'm WDW Memories Lou, all one word. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in about 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.